This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, time to check in with Tom Ackerman, who's in studio with us. The question is, does the Blues' new coach a good skater?
Well, he better be. He's a really good player.
Yeah, he was a good player.
He played at a very high level, very skilled, played not only in St. Louis, played for the River Otters.
Yeah.
And he was kind of like a player coach in a lot of ways. Jim Montgomery, elite coach, I would say. One of the best coaches in the league. Coached at Dallas, was very respectable there. Went into an alcohol recovery program. The Blues got him back on his feet, and he was an assistant coach here from 20 to 22. Very successful. In fact, he revived the power play and the penalty kill at the same time. And then got them back into, I mean, they were good. The Blues in 21 were a 109-point team.
Yep.
Really good team. So he got hired by the Bruins. After the Blues sent them, you know, packing with the Stanley Cup back in 19, then the Bruins needed a new coach a little bit later. They hire Jim Montgomery. He has very successful years. I mean, just phenomenal.
70%
phenomenal
winning
years.
Record. So why would they fire him?
And then, well, they get bounced in the first round. So when you do all that and then you lose. So what I thought was when Boston got bounced in the first round last year, I was on alert that this could happen. The Blues might go hire Jim Montgomery. Lo and behold, they never fired him. They kept him under contract. So the Blues decided at that point to promote Drew Bannister. Well, when he got fired last week, we're on alert. We're thinking, what is this going to look like? I mean, do the Blues, how do they bring Jim Montgomery in? I mean, they love Jim Montgomery. How do they bring him back to St. Louis? Well, this is how they do it. They fire Drew Bannister. The seventh coach for the Blues in the last 14 years.
Wow.
They had, I'll go through it real quick, Andy Murray, and he kind of ran his course, so they hired Davis Payne, young guy, same thing as Drew Bannister. Davis Payne, kind of up-and-comer, they give him a contract extension, boom, they fire him for Ken Hitchcock. So it's a very similar situation. Hitchcock became available. He was a consultant for Columbus. They bring in Hitchcock. Hitchcock has a very good run, gets the Blues back on their feet. They fire him. They hire Mike Yeo. They fire him.
The coach and trainee.
They hire Craig Berube. He goes on, wins the Stanley Cup. They remove the interim tag, has a good run. He runs his course. They fire him. They hire Drew Bannister, fire him for Jim Montgomery. Seven coaches in the last 14 years. It's just the way it is in the NHL. It's just the way it is. The coach gets the axe and is the first to fall. And it's not all about Drew Bannister. We all know that. The players have a lot to do with this. The roster construction has a lot to do with this. But this is an opportunity that you cannot pass up. If Jim Montgomery is available, I hate when people lose their jobs. But he's an upgrade. And so they made the move. It's a very Doug Armstrong-like aggressive move. So they went and got him. And I think it's a good move. And you know what? It tells you they're going for it this year. They're going to try to make the playoffs and revive this franchise now. This is not a rebuilding year. This is supposed to be one of those transition years where they get better.
It just seems tough when they have a game tonight, right, on the road.
They do.
And so it seems tough to bring in a new coach and, you know, because they're all trying to adjust to that style. I don't know. Maybe that's enough to kind of rally the team and, I don't know, give them some...
Well, I agree with you. However, thank goodness it's somebody that knows what they're doing and can just kind of jump right in there.
And he knows half of those guys.
He does. He's been around. So Monty is very well respected around here. They think extremely highly of him, and it's a very good choice. So we'll see where it all goes. But the Blues, get ready to be held accountable.
If he comes in and revives them, I guess his question we need to ask is, does he know anything about baseball?
See, well, that you sound like a typical Cardinals fan who I love to death, but they're texting me and saying, well, this is the opposite of what the Cardinals do. The Cardinals slow play everything and keep their people. No, two totally different sports. I mean, you never see that in Major League Baseball. They don't fire a guy 22 games into the season.
They don't.
I mean, we're 22 games into the season.
Yeah.
The Blues are 9-12-1. I mean, they just started. We haven't even hit Thanksgiving yet. Banister's gone. That's because Jim Montgomery got fired by the Bruins 22 games into the season or whatever. So it's just the NHL just works at a different pace than baseball.
So where does soccer fit into all that? Because now we're talking about a new head coach. Olaf, is it Wellberg? Is that his
Melberg.
Name?
Very well respected. BP is the organization that he coaches in Sweden. This is not an official announcement just yet, but it's been confirmed by various sources. The Post-Dispatch was the latest, and this was reported initially by ESPN.com and a Swedish newspaper. They will be getting a very good one from what I read. I'll wait and hear from Lutz Fahnenstiel, who always gives it to us straight, and I look forward to hearing his candid comments about why they're doing this and why they're moving on from John Hackworth, but probably same thing. The exact same situation as the Blues, probably. Mm-hmm. If a guy becomes available that you really like, you just do it as much as you like Hackworth. Who doesn't like Hackworth? I mean, he's been great. I think the team got better once they made the move for him. But it was a move, I think, also to buy them some time to scan the world. I mean, Lutz doesn't look at the Midwest or the U.S. He scans the globe for who is the best fit for St. Louis City SC, and so it sounds like they got their guy.
Yeah, the college football world got shaken up this weekend, didn't it?
Sure did.
Yeah.
So, Saturday morning was a great morning. My daughter, Erica, and my wife, Angie, were out of town at a lacrosse tournament. Audrey and I got up, built a fire in the fireplace. We watched game day. We made breakfast. We're ready, man. Indiana, Ohio State. I had to go call the SLU women's game, so I only got to watch the first drive with her. And the first drive, man, we punch it in there, touchdown, Indiana takes the lead, Indiana stuffs them on a fourth down, Indiana this, Indiana that. And then I'm driving to the game, Ohio State scores, like, we're good. I'm at the arena, I'm watching the video feed before our game, and our punter misplays the ball, it bounces off his helmet, Ohio State tackles him at the 5, they punch it in before halftime, and the momentum shifts. And Ohio State's just a better team than we are. And they win the football game, and it hurts because you think you had a chance to maybe make it close or win that game. So I call the women's game. I turn everything off. I don't even watch the second half. I call the women's game, go to the Musial Awards. Great, great night. Just an unbelievable night. Billy Crystal's in town, got to meet him. All this incredible stuff is happening. And then I look at the scores as Audrey and I are driving home. I'm like, are you kidding me? Ole Miss loses. Alabama gets killed. Texas A&M loses.
Colorado.
BYU loses. Colorado loses. Everybody loses. And suddenly Indiana's right back in it. I think they would have been anyway. But they're definitely
they're
in the
10-1, playoff. They're 10-1, and they beat Purdue, they're 11-1, right?
When the college football playoff rankings come out tomorrow, they'll probably be 10,
okay,
which is good enough for a road game. They're projected right now to visit Penn State. I'd take that all day.
And the first time the playoff thing expands to 12 from 4, Alabama, who's always in it when there's only 4, probably won't be in it.
A lot of whining from the SEC about teams like Indiana, which is fine. I just like being like
in the conversation.
I like being in the conversation or being hated or whatever this time of year. It's great. I mean, we're usually
means you're doing something right.
Yeah,
right?
We're usually fully into basketball season at this point. I mean, this is all new to me, so I'm really enjoying it. It's been amazing. Not many teams, if any, can win at Ohio State, so I can't feel too bad about that. It's a renewed energy now. You beat Purdue, you get in the playoff, and then, roll the dice.
We did have some Buckeye fans on the feed wanting me to give you some grief this morning. But,
oh, good.
Kim does get breakfast from you now, right?
Oh, that's right.
That was the bet, right? So you two have to work that out.
Yeah, we got to do that. We should do Rooster.
Wow, you're going to go fancy. I'm Roosters. Thinking like something simple. You know, Mark brought donuts like this morning donuts. If you guys wanted to work that out.
Like a box of Cheerios. Here you go. Congrats on your win.
It's a good thing Oregon didn't play this week. They just stayed number one.
Oregon's good.
True. What's just as surprising about some of the upsets is the fact that Mizzou won. I'm thankful that they actually had a win. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mississippi State's not very good, but still, like, you know, you go down there, you run the ball 56 times. That's a good win for them. They're 8-3, and they beat Arkansas. They're 9-3, and they play in a bowl game. Right now, CBS has them projected in the Music City Bowl in Nashville on December 30th against Michigan. That would be a great game. Fun game if that happens. And then you beat a brand like Michigan. It's like last year. You beat a brand. You finish the year 10-3 after going 11-2. That's a phenomenal run.
Yes.
For Eli Drinkwitz, going 21-5 in 2 years, if he does. You know, have to beat Arkansas, and you still got to win the bowl game. But I think it's been a nice run for him. Three tough road losses for sure, but, you know, they could continue this momentum, and if he recruits well in St. Louis, I think Mizzou will be good for a long time. But yeah, I think it's going to be a fun weekend of college football, and we'll see where all this goes.
Should be good.
My mood flipped very quickly on Sunday.
I'll bet it did.
It was pretty good.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Right, thanks, man.
Yeah,
appreciate that. Good. Rooster. Boy.
Rooster is phenomenal.
Yeah.
You cannot go wrong that place is
if
great.
If I lost, I was going to take you to Chris's across the street.
Oh,
but he's
okay.
Gonna take you to
and
Rooster.
Tom's not even by the microphone to defend himself on that.
I know.
He can't even
okay.
respond.
As he walks out the door. That's all right.
He says Rooster's better, if you guys didn't hear that.
Yeah, it might be. I've eaten down there a time or two. It's good.
It's a farther walk.
Yeah, a little bit further for us.
Get more at 971talk.com. Professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, so focus is important. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, focus and quickly get through work with relevant real-time suggestions. And it works across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can sound more confident and persuasive wherever you write. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.